daf is daf pei gimel. So we got to the very last line of pei beis amar beis. Two dafs. Gemara says v'chachma si yivanis mi asira. Gemara said earlier that it's also to learn Greek. So Gemara says, is it really true? Chachma si yivanis mi asira v'hatana. Doesn't the Brisa tell us? The Amar Rebbe. Rebbe said Be'eretz Yisrael lashon surse lama. Lashon surse, I think, is kind of like slang, probably, is what they interpret. Syriac. Okay.
It's a dialect of
Okay, I'm going to say slang, which is not such a clear language. So, Lashon Sursi Lama, or Lashon Hekdesh, Kodesh rather, or Lashon Yavanis. Either speak Hebrew or speak in Greek. These are much clearer ways of speaking. Vamar of Yosi, Bavel, Lashon Arami, Lama. Why they speak in Aramaic and Bavel? Oh, Lashon Hakodesh, or Lashon Farsi. Either speak Persian or speak Hebrew. So we see either way from one of these that they suggest that Lashon Yavanis is permitted to be said. It's suggested. Yeah, something there?
Why Persian?
Why Persian? It's just a clear way. Apparently, it's a clearer language than Aramaic. Aramaic is not such a clear language. So the Gemara says, no. So we said before, it's also to learn Chachmas Yavanis, but here the Gemara says, in Eretz Yisrael, they should either speak Hebrew or speak Yavanis. So they did learn to speak Greek. So the Gemara answers, no. Amre Lashon Yavani Lechod, Chachmas Yavanis Lechod. They're different things. There's the language, and then there's the subject of it. Learning about the Greek mythology and stuff, that's what's aser. To speak the language, that's completely permitted. The chachma yivanis miasira. So even learning the chachma of yivanis, is that really aser still? So ha'amar of Yehuda Amar Shmuel Mishum Rabbi Shimon Gamaliel, they said, Eini ola lenafshi mikol benos iri. My eye is all teary-eyed from all the daughters of my city. What does this mean? So the pasuk gets found in Eicha. Elef yuladim hayu bebeis Abba. So Rabbi Shimon Gamaliel said that my family's house had 1,000 children. Chamesh meos mehem lamdu Torah. 500 of them learned Torah. And chamesh meos lamdu chachmas yivanis. And 500 others learned yivanis. Below nishtar mehem. And what's left of the 1,000 is simply ela ani kan. I'm here. V'chei ben achi Abba, the son of my father's brother, meaning my cousin, my uncle's son, my cousin, Basya. We're the only two that's left. Either way, we see.
From the 1,000?
From the 1,000, it seems. So what comes out of this, though, that half of the house of Rabbi Shimon Gamaliel, meaning Rabbi Gamaliel's house, that is, that was the father, they learned, half of them learned Yavanis, Chachmas Yavanis. So answers the Gemara, Amrei, Shaini based Rabbi Gamaliel, Shayu Krovim Lemalchus. Rabbi Gamaliel was close to the Malchus, and they had to know Yavanis. Kedetanya, like the Brisa tells us, HaMesaper Kome Hareza Midarchei Amori. Person who cuts the hair like the Goyim, Rashi explains, where is that? HaMesaper Komi Lefnim Metach, by the forehead, kind of like the circle, like the way the monks are. Midarchei HaMori, says Rashi. SheMesaper Milfneim Mishayarin Bulurus Bacharim. They cut the front and leave the back going. Others say Lishin Achrina Derech Romayim. The Romans would Legalech Sear Shilamala Min HaOzen. They would cut from above the ear. That kind of like, that's more like the monks, I think. B'tshuvas Hagonim. Different ways of cutting the hair, which is certainly not the Jewish way to have a haircut. So it's usher to do this. But the Brisa continues to say, though, even though it's Midarchei HaMori, Avtulmis Bar Reuven Hetir Lo L'Saper Komi. He was permitted to cut his hair the way the Romans did. Ibn Eshu Karv L'Malchus. So since he was close to the Malchus, one would be permitted. Shall base Rabbi Gamaliel Hatir Lehem L'Saper B'Chachmat Yivanis. So too, they allowed the house of Rabbi Gamaliel to speak and to learn Chachmat Yivanis Mipnei Shu Krovim L'Malchus. And the idea is, why? Just because you're Krovim L'Malchus, in order to communicate with them. So if you look at Tosas writes at Tiru L'Saper Kome, he says Mitchila Lo Gazu Al Krovim L'Malchus. Initially, they did not make any gzera on those who were close to the government. The Hahaya Ragil, and he was regular to be found amongst the government. Kedashachan b'meila shehalachav tolmes ben Reuven v'siper komei shelo yakirishu Yehudi. So they wouldn't know that he's a Jew. V'hitul osem and kind of trick them. They'd make gzeras and he'd trick them. So you have to be undercover. He was a spy in essence. That's what was going on. So the Rabbi Gamaliel, he wasn't a spy. They didn't have haircuts like that apparently. But they had to speak the language to be able to communicate and really lobby on behalf of Amisho.
What do you mean? That was a few lines up.
Right. So you're saying you're inferring there's a punishment that took place?
Well, some kind of problem.
Not necessarily. I'm not sure that's true.
Survivors.
It's just a survivor of Stam. Not. I'm not sure they're related to each other.
The whole family, even the ones who learned Torah.
Yeah, that's all.
Right. So, okay. Mars is two dots now, halfway down. We said in the Mishnah that a person can only have a dog that's tied to a chain. So Tanur Rabbanan, the Brisa says, Lo yigadel adam es hakelav elo imkein kosher b'shel shelas. Aval migadel hu b'ir hasmucha l'safar b'kosher b'yom. If you have, if you're in a city that's on the border between between the Jews and the non-Jews, then one's permitted to have them, but the kosher b'yom, you need to tie it down during the day. Umatir b'layla, but at nighttime, let it roam the streets, because just to make sure no one's trying to cross over, you have the dogs to protect. Tani Rabbi Eliezer Hagadol Omer Hamigadol Klavim Hamigadol Chazerim. It's like raising pigs. The Ma'inaf Kamina, the Mekum Alav Ba'ara. We said yesterday. Yeah, that we said that a person who raises pigs because they had brought the Chazer into the Ir Chom of Yushalayim. The whole Eretz Yisrael had this the earthquake. So that was that Ara. They were cursed. So just like a person who raises pigs gets that curse, so to a person who raises a dog as well. So Amr of Yosef Bar Minyomi, Amr of Nachman, but Bavel Kiir Asmucha L'Safer, Dami Targuma Nahardo. So Bavel is like a city that's next to the border of the Goyim, in which case a person's allowed to have a dog to release them at nighttime. So what does that mean? They explain Targuma that first in Nahardo in particular. Says Rashi, Bavel Shem Hamadina, as we know, it's a place, it's an area, it's a country. V'ir Achas Sheba Nikreis Nahardo. There's one city there called Nahardo. We very famous in the Gemara, of course. And Va'osa Ha'ir Smucha L'Safar, it was next to the border. V'ashmina and Rav Nachman, the whole V'yesh Bavel Yishuv Kavua Yisrael Harbe Mutter L'Gadol Klavim V'ir Smucha L'Safar Kilu Hayam Eretz Yisrael. Even though they have the normal halachas of it's really outside Eretz Yisrael, we have many halachas where Bavel was like Eretz Yisrael in this halacha as well. So you're only allowed to release in the nighttime, but during the day it has to be tied down like in Eretz Yisrael itself. Okay, Gemara now says, Darish Rabbi Dustai Dimin Biri. He darshened as follows. Uvenucha Yomar Shuva Hashem Rivos Alpha Yisrael. When Uvenucha Yomar, when it rests, the Shuva Hashem, Hashem returns, Rivos is referring to 10,000 times 2. It's really 20,000. And Alpha Yisrael is 2,000. Alpha is plural. So the Lamedcha, to teach us, She'en Shechina Shore Al Yisrael, the Shechina does not rest in Klai Yisrael, Pachlos Mishnei Alphim Mishnei Rivos, Chazar Achas, no less than. There should be a girsa part taken, that Chazar Achas should be taken out. Maybe not. So that's it. If there's less than 22,000, right, that's the number, minus 1, so it ends up being 21,999. And there's one woman who's pregnant, so she's ready to give birth to the 22,000th child, person. And a dog barks and scares her. If it pila and causes a miscarriage, nimsa zegarim l'shchina shetisalik b'Yisrael. So by owning that dog and causing this miscarriage, you prevented the shchina from being shorah and klai Yisrael. So that's why it's bad to have a dog. He is as once there was a woman dal slamefa b'ho b'isa. She went to someone's house to bake some bread. Navach b'kalva, a dog started to bark at her. Amalei mare. Lo tistafi minei, shakel nive. The Mari, the master, said, not to worry, lo tistafi, don't be scared of this dog, because shakel nive, it took out the canines, it's not going to hurt you. Amrilei, so she said to him, shekule tivusicha, take your good deed that you did already, because shad yachiza kvar neid v'nal, it's already too late, because my child already was removed, and oker, and taken out of me, and died. Too late. Okay, ein porsin nishvin leonim. So we said in the Mishnah, the person's not allowed to spread out the traps within a certain distance of 3 ris, I think it was, within the shovach from one of the dove coops. So mi azle kuli hai. So did they really go so far? 3 ris is a long area for it to fly. Hot time, but doesn't the Mishnah tell us marchikin es a shovach min ha'ir chamishin ama? A person should distance a shovach 50 amos from the city. Not 50 amos is much less than 3 ris. So you see, it's the 50 amos is the concern, not 3 ris.
Why distance the
shofar?
What? Why distance the shofar?
Because they could start eating from all the different fruits and vegetables, I think, of the gardens. So Amar, let's see if Rashi says this. Right, Rashi says exactly. Marchikin says shovach. Says Rashi, Shelo yafsidu tvua peiro shesiviv ha'ir. It's going to eat from the grains and from the fruits. So we need to distance away from the city. So 50 amos is how far they go, not 3 ris. So Amar Bai says, Mishit shai tuva. They fly very far. They could fly 3 ris. But in terms of karsiyahu, their stomach, filling the stomach and eating, b'chamishim amma. So they're only going to, you know, they only look for distance of food within 50 amos. They'll fly much further for a long trip, but for food-wise, you have to distance from the city 50 amos. Beyond that, you're allowed to from being mazik. in terms of taking someone else's shovach, someone else's yonos rather, then you have to keep the traps within further than three ris away from other shovachs. Mar says, so shlosh, again, karsayo mechamishim ama, malya, that's when it fills its stomach up. Umishit shloshim ris vesulo, does it really only travel three ris, not more than that? Vatanya, but doesn't the Brisa say, b'yishiv afilu mea mil? So from a yishiv, you have to distance these traps at least 100 mil, which is much, I don't know the distance of a ris and how they all, but clearly it's larger, it's further than 30 ris. I was saying three, it should be 30 ris. So Gemara says, lo yifros.
30 ris is 4 mil.
30 ris is 4, that's much, it's pretty much further. So mea mil is 25 more times than the 30 ris. So it says, Vatanya, again, b'yishiv afilu mea mil, lo yifros. You can't set a trap within 100 mil of a shovach. Rav Yosef Amar b'yishiv kromim. Now it's referring to if there's a yishiv of kromim of the vineyards where the bird's going to jump from one to the next, meaning normally it only goes 30 risks. But if there's a whole line of kromim, so it's going to go there, take a little rest, then go to the next one, take another rest, and then go to the next one, so that's when it could go 100 mil. But if it's a completely empty area, just desert, so then all you have to distance your traps are 30 risks from the closest shovach. That's Rabba's suggestion. That's Rav Yosef's suggestion. Rabba says, Amar b'yushev shovchin. No, it's talking about a case where there's not kromim, but shovchin, where there are other places for it to rest along the way. Not vineyards, but other nests for the yonah to rest on. But if those don't exist, so then all you have to distance is 30 ris. But if they are shovchin along the way, then you have to distance yourself mea mil from the shovach. Tepek le mishim shovchin. So wait a second. Shovchin gufayu. So the problem is, what about how could you set the shofchim in the first place, I think? How could there be so many shofchim next to each other in the first place that they're so... How could there be a yishuv of shofchim?
We're saying it goes beyond that point if there's every single one along the way. But those themselves would then create a problem.
Right, exactly. How could you have the initial setup of yishuv of shofchim when I set mine up and you set yours up, you're encroaching in my territory. You can never create a yishuv of shofchim. So Gemara says, no, the answer is Yibai Seima B'Dovid Kochavim, or Shovchim of Goyim. So it's possible that a Jew has his Shovich very far away. If I set a trap up here, that Yonah could jump along the Shovchim of the Akum, and then eventually get to mine, so there's a concern that you might be piggybacking off the Shovchim Akum, and you might end up taking a Shovach, a Yonah, from a Jewish-owned Shovach. Alternatively, Gemara suggests Yibai Seima B'Hefker. Maybe they have just open shofchim that were not owned by anybody, just to allow the yonos to hang out. And Yibai Seima, B'didei, where he owns them himself. There's one guy who has a lot of property, he sets up all these shofchim, and all within the distance of each other, then that's certainly permitted. Okay, that's the Gemara ends. The Parak Hadjanalach Muruba. Those who are using Arskel could switch over.
Mazda.
Okay. Right, we're almost done. Wow, we got pretty far in Baba Kama. Finish Muruba. Okay.
Easy.
Easy stuff. Breeze. Okay, now let's do the eighth parak of Maseches Baba Kama, Parak Shmini HaChovam. Talks all about hitting people. So, Adam be'Adam. So, Mishnah says, HaChovil b'Chaver, a person who hits someone else, Chayv alav mishum chamisha dvarim, he pays 5 different payments. B'Nezek, the damage, B'Tzar, the pain, B'Ripoy, the medical costs, B'Sheves, Workers' comp, there you go. And Boshes, the embarrassment. So the Mishnah says, for the Benezek, Kate said, how do you assess the damage? Simas Eino, the guy knocks out his eye. Kitas Yado, you cut off his hand. Shibas Ragli, you break his hand, and break his leg rather. Rowan also Kilu, who over Eved. Nimkar Bishuk, you view him as if he's a Eved being sold in the Shuk. Bishaman Kama Haya Yafe, Vakama Hu Yafe, how much he was worth and how much he's worth now. So if he had a hand, so he'd be worth $1,000. Now without a hand, he's worth $500. So that's how you assess that difference is what you would owe him. You look at Rashi. Rashi writes to the top line here, "Kama hu yafesh arei hezekiv avseidu mamonza." You cause him that loss. Shim hayat nitzach hayamocher atma beved ivri. If he really needed money, he would have sold himself as an eved ivri. So you assess him as an eved ivri. The Rush in the back right, you actually assess him as an Eved Kanani, even though he's not actually an Eved Kanani. We're talking about a Jew hitting another Jew. Had he been a non-Jew, what he would be sold for as an Eved Kanani. That's the Machlokas. that some Achronim think that they're not actually arguing with each other, and most Hashem think they actually are arguing with each other, but that's the basics. Eved Ivri versus Eved Kanani, there's a lot of alumnus why that would be. But that's the basic machlokas between Rashi and the Rush. That's how you assess the Nezek. Then the Mishnah says, what about the Tsar? How do you assess pain? Ko
b'shibud. Between the before and after values being the same though? Regardless of...
Not necessarily. I would imagine Eved Kanani might be worth more because he's probably a better worker. Better worker.
Better worker.
Part of
the
Eved Ivri
is only
6 years
old.
It's also part of it. That's huge.
You take before and after, so wouldn't the difference be the same?
Not necessarily, because as Harry's pointing out here, Eved Ivri is only a 6-year term. Eved Kanani is forever, right. So that difference right. Still would be significant. Right. Okay. So the Gemara says now, Tsar, how do you assess Tsar? So kavao b'shipud, you hit him with a what do they call a shipud, a metal pole of some sort,
a spit,
okay, and a masmer is a nail, and you hit him with that. How much v'afil atziporno, even though you hit him on the nail, let's say makum sheno osachabur, where it's not going to cause any bleeding. So omdin kama adam kiyote bazer rota lito lios mitzarka. How much a person is willing to take? I'll take the $50 to hit me on my nail or my arm. How much? That's how you assess it. So, okay, that's Tsar. Ripui hakao chayvler falso. So ripui, whatever it costs to get him fixed, whatever the cost of the refu is. All about tmachim. Let's say that the wound has started causing some boils or I don't know, how do they say it?
Sore.
Okay, sores begin to develop. So im machmas hamake, if these sores develop because of the initial hit, so chayv, then the mazik has to pay those damages as well, even though the initial was one cut. But start to spread and cause further issues, that's all the mazik's fault. So he has to pay all that refuah. But let's say shalom achmas hamakapatim, which is obvious. If the sore has developed nothing to do with the makah, so then obviously the mazik's going to be pater. Chayis of nistara, let's say it begins to heal, but then it gets worse again. It begins to heal, but then it gets worse again. Chayis lefroso. Each time you have to pay for all the medical costs. However, chayis of kaltzarch, let's say it heals completely. The wound closes up. And then it somehow develops another cut in that same area. Then ain't a chayv lerufoso. You don't have to pay for the refuah after that point. As long as there's one point where it's mamish kol tzarcha, then you're off the hook for additional medical costs. Then the Mishnah says, "Shev, how do you pay for sheves?" So Rowan Elsok Ilu who shomer kishum, you view him as if he's watching cucumbers, which is not a very high paid job. Shekvar nasan lo dmei yado v'dmei ragla, because you already paid for the nezek. So you compensated for his loss of the hand or the loss of the leg. So that somehow covers his costs for working as well. So you pay him a minimal fee of a shomer kishum. The Gemara is going to explain all these different cases. Boshes hakol fi amevayish v'amizbayish. In terms of paying for the embarrassment, as we saw already earlier in the Masechta, that all depends on the person who's embarrassing you versus the person who's being embarrassed. It's all very subjective. So if you look at Rashi says, the one who embarrasses, Adam Kal Shibayish Bosha Maruba. And Adam Kal, a person not so significant who embarrasses someone else, would create more embarrassment than someone who's Mukhashiv. So someone's Khashiv who screams at another person, that won't create as much embarrassment because that would be normal. Some other idle guy comes and starts yelling at another person, embarrassing him, that could be more embarrassing. And Hakol Mizvayesh, says Rashi, Adam Chashiv Shenizvayesh Bosta Meruba. A person who's Chashiv and gets embarrassed when throws an egg at someone who's Chashiv, the president, that's going to be more embarrassing than Stam, a guy who's living on the street who gets an egg thrown at him. He'll have less embarrassment. Some Rishonim say, I forget who says this already, but it depends on also not Chashivus, but wealth. The person who's more embarrassed might depend on how wealthy he is versus how much money he has. That might also be part of the calculation, which might relate to the chashivas as well, as Rashi says. Okay. Gemara now says, Amai, why is this the case? Why are we paying, if a guy blinds and knocks out the eye of somebody else, why are we paying money for it? Ayin tachas ayin amar achmana. You say an eye for an eye. You replace his eye and take out the mazik's eye as well. That's the pashup shot. So the Gemara says, Ema ayin mamish. That's what it should be. So lo sakadai tach, no one would ever think to replace the guy's eye. Because the Tani, the Brisa says, Yachol simes eino misames eino. One might think if he blinds someone else, that means the mazik should lose his eye, or katas yado, he cuts off a guy's hand, so we therefore should mikate es yado of the mazik, or shives raglo, so then we take the mazik's leg and mishames raglo. One would think that. Tamalomer makya odem umakya behema. There's a connection between hitting of a person versus hitting of an animal. Ma maka behema l'tashlumim. Just like a person who's mazik an animal, he only pays, doesn't get the mazik the hezek back to him. Sa'af, so too maka adam l'tashlumim. When a person hits another person, he pays money as well. Vim nafshach lomer. If you're going to ask some question, whatever that question might be, we'll get to. Hari omer. There's another pasuk that says lo sikhu kofer l'nefesh rotzeach asher rasha lamus. So you don't take a kofer. What's a lacha kofer is, if a person, if an animal kills a person, my animal kills a person, I have to pay kofer to that family. But if I kill someone, I don't pay kofer. You get a misa for that. So the pasuk says lo sikhu kofer, don't pay kofer l'nefesh rotzeach asher hu rasha lamus. If you kill someone, you can't take kofer, then it's not going to get you off the hook. So the Gemara is medayik, l'nefesh rotzeach yata lokeach kofer. You can't pay payment to prevent yourself from getting killed. That's for killing a person. If you hit a person though, shein chosen, do you hit a person, you knock out his eye, that doesn't return, you cut off his hand, that doesn't return, so then one's allowed to pay kofer. Kofer is only usher to give, to get off the hook for misa. But for makeh, one is allowed to pay kofer, and that's actually the din, you do pay money. That's the second pasuk that supports the idea of ayin tachas ayin means really litashlumen. Okay, Gemara now wants to know, hey makeh, we said above that there's a connection of makeh adam to makeh behema. So which connection, which pasuk describes makeh adam and makeh behema? So Gemara says ilam, if it's a pasuk that says makeh behema, yishalmena umakeh adam yumas haubakaloksiv. That pasuk connecting animals and people, that's referring to if you killed somebody. We're talking about hitting someone, not killing someone. So that's not the pasuk. Elamihacha, from the following pasuk, it says makeh adam, makeh nefesh rather, behema yishalmena. Nefesh tachas nefesh. The person, if you hit an animal, you pay yishalmenu. The samechla right next to it says v'ish yishalmenu, rather ish ki tein mum ba'amito kasher asa ken yaselo. The person gives a mum, he hit somebody else, so just like you did to him, that's what you get back to him. So the connection of psukim is, just like for makeh behema you pay, so too makeh adam you pay as well. Amar, so what kind of gzer shava is this? Holav makahu. The pasuk says ish ki yite mum. It doesn't say ki hika make mum by adam. So it's not. We said the brayse is make make. It doesn't say make by adam in this pasuk. So Gemara says haka haka kamrinan. It's haka. It's not really gzeir shava. Ma haka. Look at Rashi for a second. Rashi says haka haka kamrinan. Around halfway down Rashi, he says afagav de kray lo dami kamrinan. Lo dami, even though the psukim doesn't say makeh makeh in the pasuk, we could still gamrinon gezer shava. We could still apply gezer shava. Kidatana the Beir Rabbi Shmuel, like the famous Rabbi Shmuel, v'shava kohen v'vah kohen berachin. That even though the word v'shava v'var are not the same at all, you can still make a gezer shava. So here too, also even though they're not exactly the same, then you can make a gezer shava. It sounds more like a hekesh though, because they're next to each other. I'm not sure why we're not using a hekesh here, because these psukim are right next to each other. Hekesh would make more sense than a gezer shava. I don't know why. Either way, the Gemara says, so ma haka amur b'behema l'tashlumim. Just like when a person hits an animal, it means you pay money. So af, so too haka amur b'adam l'tashlumim. So too the payment when a person hits another person, it's only tashlumim. But then the Gemara asks, v'haksiv v'ish ki yake kol nefesh adam mos yumas. So it doesn't say when a person hits another person, he dies b'mamon. That's referring to mamon. What's the question here? Look at Rashi. Rashi says, "Haksiv ish ki yakeh kol nefesh adam." Look, Tala lo asakra. It's not referring to killing. Ela l'rashi evarim k'dichsev basay ayin tachasayin. So this pasuk is referring to hitting. Uksiv then says yumas. It says you're supposed to die for this. Klomer yinatel ayivaro v'yamus also aver. Not literally kill the guy, but that aver that was taken off from the other guy for the nidak, you should do to the mazik. And the Gemara answers, no, b'mamon, that refers to money. Even though it says most yumas, it really means you kill him, you take it, you give him the onesh of money. Mimaid, b'mamon, how do you know it's referring to mamon? Ema b'misa mamish, maybe it really means you kill the guy, or kill that aver that he did to the other guy. Lo saga daidech, no one ever think this. Chad, the number one is, because the ha iskish l'makeh behema, yishamena. Because we already have the hekesh, that just like makeh behema is tashlumim, so to makeh adam is tashlumim. So no one would ever think that for makeh you'd get killed, or at least lose that aver. The ode, second point. Because in Basrei, right afterwards, it says, kasher yitain mum badam keini nesem bo. Just like you did to him, so too you do to him. Lashon nesina, Shmamina Mamon, something that's Davar Nasun Miyad Miyad, something that you give over, it's referring to money. So for these two reasons, no one would ever think you would pay back that punishment to the guy, rather it's all about Mamon. Then the Gemara asks, "My im nafshech lomar." Above we had two psukim in the Brisa, how we know for makke adam you pay. So we had a question. So im nafshech lomar suka kashi latana my chazus the alfas mimake behema leilaf mimake adam. So we said before the source is we know you pay makke adam is mamon because of the connection to makke behema. So Gemara asks, why are you learning makke adam from makke behema leilaf mimake adam? Learn from another makke adam. Amri, danin nizikin min nizikin, vein danin nizikin min misa. I mean, learn from Makke Adam where a person kills someone, ritzicha, so that's why you should kill the guy also, get him damaged physically as well, as opposed to learning from an Adam, makes more sense Adam to Adam than Adam from Behema. So the Gemara says, no, it makes sense nizikin and nizikin. Adam, Behema are both nizikin, as opposed to Adam is ritzicha. The Gemara says, no, Adar Abba, danin Adam ba Adam, like I just said, vein danin Adam Behema. So for that reason, the back and forth is unclear. That's why the Brisa says, "Imnaf shechlomer." If you're going to ask the question like we just asked, I'll bring a second proof. Harehu Omer, it says, "Lo sikhu kofer lenefesh rotzeach ashehu l'rashi l'mavus l'mus ki mos yumas lenefesh rotzeach iatalokeach kofer ba'atalokeach kofer l'rashi evarim shen chozim." You only can't take kofer to replace ritzicha, but you can take kofer. You should take kofer. You do pay kofer in order to pay back for hitting someone. So Gemara says, wait a second, is that pasuk really available to make that drasha we just learned? It's really teaching us that kofar is the payment for hitting someone. Haimi barleitz needs to teach me a different din. The Torah says, lo savid beitarte, you can't do two punishments. Lo sishko mine mamon vitakle, you can't take money from the guy and kill the guy. The guy did two punishments. Kamla v'dirabi mine, he shot an arrow and ripped the guy's shirt and killed the guy. We don't take the money for the shirt and also kill him for killing the person. That's what we learn from Lo Sikhu Kofer. Don't do two punishments. Or he says, no, that's not the source. Hai Michdei Risha Sonafka, like we saw already. Only one Risha, you give it at one time. Risha Achas Ata Mechaiva V'yata Mechaiva She Risha. So the basin only gives that one punishment at a time, not two. Therefore, the pasuk of Lo Sikhu Kofer is available that you don't take money for ticha, but you do take money for makkah. Vakat mi barle, Gemara says, we still need the pasuk. The Kamar Rachman of the Torah says, lo sishko mamon v'tiftere. Maybe you would think, let's say the guy's owed two punishments, he killed the guy and ripped the guy's shirt, so he should be killed and money. But we give him the greater punishment. Maybe he could get off the hook and take money and be potter. So that's what we learn from the pasuk, lo sikhu kofer. So Gemara says, no, im kein lichto rachmana lo sikhu kofer la shehu rasha, that would be enough. That he can't take money to get himself off the hook, that he should really be killed. You can't pay your way out of the capital punishment. But then, lamos nefesh rotzeach lamali, that part extra. Shma mina le nefesh rotzeach, we're emphasizing, only for nefesh rotzeach, yata lokeach kofer, you can't pay yourself out of this. Aval atal lokeach kofer le rasha evarim shen chozim, but for hitting someone, damaging his eye, his leg, his arm, one is allowed to take and pay kofar. So then the Gemara asks, V'chi ma'achar d'chsiv lo sikhu kofar. So once after establishing lo sikhu kofar is the pasuk that you pay for damaging, so then the question is why make lomali? What's the need for the gzeir shava of the first pasuk that was introduced in the Brisa? Amri, so the Gemara explains, imehai, have we only had the pasuk of lo sikhu kofar, have a mean, I would have thought, ibai eino nisiv, ibai demei eino nisiv. He has the option. He could either pay money of the eye, or he could lose his eye out. He can choose which one he wants. K'mash mi behema. That's why we need the other pasuk. Ma makke behema l'tashlumim af makke adam l'tashlumim. Just like by behema, there's only one option. You pay. So to by makke adam, there's one option. You only pay. Should we go to the next price, the top of the two dots, or no? Davin. Okay, we'll stop here. I need to davin also. Thank you for inspiring me, guys. Have a great day.